Proclamation number 6275 of 4th of June, 1955. Power and effects of the divine word. Continue to strengthen yourselves with my word. I cannot recommend this to you enough, for you will still need much strength and fortification in the coming time. You must first have come so far that you unite with me so intimately that you always feel me beside you, as it were, and that you therefore also present every adversity, every doubt and every question to me immediately when they have seized you. You must always feel me present, then you will not fear whatever may come. You let everything approach you calmly, always certain that I will take care of everything for you. And you can only attain this very strength of faith, this certainty, by constantly immersing yourselves in my word. If you always let me speak to you and therefore become ever more convinced of my presence, of my love and power, then I'm with you even when I'm not visible to you. And I am truly a safer protection for you than any human being on earth can ever be. If you therefore know yourselves to be under my protection, then all anxiety, all fear will be gone, you will hand yourselves over to me in complete trust and will certainly not be abandoned, for I will not let you down. Let me speak to you again and again, and draw from my word the strength you need in the last time before the end. Every day is still a reprieve for the people on earth who are still far from me and shall also find me. But every day is also a reprieve for you, my faithful, because you can mature more every day and my word truly provides you with a treasure of grace which you need only use in order to reach a degree of maturity which will secure your entrance into paradise on the new earth. Only if you receive help directly from me will you be able to survive the lost time on earth and emerge victorious in the lost battle. And I will grant you this help in abundance, for the eternal deity itself bends towards earth, it sends a ray of light into the darkness, and everyone who enters into its light can rise from this darkness. The fact that the earth and the people living on it will have to endure all difficulties in the coming time will be fully compensated for by this unheard-of grace that I convey my word to people from above. For anyone who receives this word in his heart will be able to pass by all suffering and hardship almost unimpressed. It will not affect him himself as it does all fellow human beings who have to experience this hardship for the very reason that they still have to find their way back to me in order to reduce the far distance from me. And therefore I admonish you again and again to make right use of this unheard of grace. I admonish you to live out my word. I warn you not to become indifferent or lukewarm, for you will regret it if you are weak and helpless in the face of adversity, whereas my own, powerful and undaunted in the union with me, feel constantly secure and master all opposition, because I stand by them, because they call upon me in full confidence and I always hear and answer their call. With me you will be able to overcome everything, but without me you will be at the mercy of every adversity, and if I keep calling upon you then also embrace me with your love and never ever let me leave you. Let me speak to you and thus prove my presence to you through my word. And then you can calmly and confidently approach the future in which everything will happen as I have proclaimed, where the end will come and with it the judgment. Amen.